Top three Christ-centered parenting books. Parenting is not an easy task, but the great news is that there are amazing resources available for parents. While there isn't exactly a handbook, there is, of course, the Bible, as well as biblically based parenting books. There are some highly recommended books out there, but I want to focus on my top three favorite Christ-centered parenting books. None of these books give you a step-by-step formula for the perfect child, but focus on your heart, your walk with Christ, and the heart of your child. I love this approach because as a mother of five, all of my kids require something different and a unique approach. Each child is different and will need a different method of parenting. However, there is one thing that is imperative, and that is parenting with a Christ-centered point of view. God made your child and is the ultimate authority on how to raise them. Number one, Parenting by Paul David Tripp. The first book on my list has honestly been an amazing, eye-opening resource for me. Parenting by Paul David Tripp is a book that time and again points you back to Jesus. It forces you to look at your own relationship with Jesus while trying to parent your children. I also love that he has a long-haul view of parenting your kids. He encourages parents to not only want behavioral change, but first and foremost, heart change. If you haven't read this book, then I would encourage you to borrow it or buy it. Paul David Tripp also has videos that go along with the topics in the book. This can be a bonus resource to help get the information in another way. Number two, The Life-Giving Parent by Sally Clarkson. Sally Clarkson has a whole list of books that would benefit parents, but The Life-Giving Parent is by far my favorite. She is a mom of four children who are now grown up, but she homeschooled them their whole school lives and wouldn't have done it any other way. That doesn't mean that if you are a public school mom, you can't glean anything from this book. I personally have never homeschooled my kids and can't get enough of what Sally Clarkson has to say. This book is similar to Parenting by Paul David Tripp in the sense that they are both encouraging parents to win the hearts of their children. This is what will also win their hearts for Christ. She also tasks parents to look past the behavior and straight to the heart of the matter. This book talks about ways to give life to your children. It is available on Audible, but I love highlighting and making notes in books, so I would recommend the print copy. Number three, The Storm-Tossed Family by Russell Moore. This is not your average parenting book. In fact, I don't even know if you would consider this a parenting book, but I would challenge that. This book focuses on the fact that family is hard. Everyone is part of a family, and because family is an echo of the gospel, it stretches us and sanctifies us. It is all about reframing how we see and relate to family. We live under an illusion sometimes that family should be easy if it is done right, and that isn't the case. We are fallen and broken sinners, and that is reflected often in the way we relate to, react to, and handle our children. This book is a great resource, and I would highly recommend reading it. It is amazing for bio families and adoptive families alike. I want to encourage you to remember that you are not alone in this journey of parenthood. Along with books to help you along the way, the community is important. Pick one or all of these books and grab some parents in your neighborhood for a book club. Going through these books in community will make the experience richer. Looking for a community or someone to grab coffee with who is in a similar life season? We'd love to connect with you and get to know you better. Below, you will find a few people that can't wait to meet you. Shoot us an email so we can make a plan.